Imagine walking into an office where your team includes a baby boomer who started her career using typewriters, a Gen Xer who remembers the first email systems, and a Gen Z colleague who's never known life without smartphones. This isn't some hypothetical scenario. It's today's workplace reality. For the first time in history, five distinct generations collaborate side by side, creating unprecedented challenges and opportunities. When millennials became America's largest generation in 2016, organizations everywhere faced a critical question. How do we harmonize vastly different work styles, communication preferences, and career expectations? The answer isn't choosing between tradition and innovation, but thoughtfully blending both, what leadership expert Lindsay Pollack calls the remix. Like a skilled DJ sampling a classic track to create something fresh yet familiar, today's most successful organizations are remixing workplace practices to leverage the unique strengths each generation brings to the table. Each generation's workplace approach reflects their formative experiences. Traditionalists, 1928 to 1945, value frugality and institutional loyalty from Depression-era upbringing. Baby boomers, 1946 to 1964, raised in prosperity, expected lifelong employment and clear advancement. Generation X, 1965 to 1980, self-reliant latchkey kids, often bridge traditional and emerging workplace practices. Millennials, 1981 to 1996, grew alongside the internet and faced economic turmoil at adulthood. Despite being labeled entitled, they're responding rationally to different economic realities. Generation Z, post-1996, true digital natives, bring perspectives shaped by social media and global connectivity. Developing multi-generational muscle starts with stopping generational shaming. Criticizing younger generations isn't new. 8th century BC poet Hesiod complained about frivolous youth, but remains counterproductive. Replace judgment with empathy. Most people have limited cross-generational relationships outside family. We're more likely to have friends of different races than friends 10 years older or younger. Each generation faces unique challenges. Boomers adapting to new work rules late career, Gen Xers waiting for leadership opportunities, younger workers confronting unprecedented financial pressures. Assume positive intentions in cross-generational interactions. When younger employees wear earbuds, ask why rather than assuming disrespect. They're often trying to concentrate in distracting open offices. Think and, not or. In our customization nation, workplaces now demand personalization. Remember that common sense is not so common. Clear expectations help all generations thrive. The traditional career ladder has transformed into something more complex: lattices, jungle gyms, or tours of duty. This shift reflects both younger workers' changing preferences and employers no longer offering lifetime employment. The post-WWI era of company loyalty was actually a historical anomaly, yet it established expectations that persist despite today's different reality. Today's landscape features shorter tenures, freelancing, and gig work. A remarkable 94% of post-recession job growth came from alternative work arrangements, with 36% of workers in the gig economy. The median job tenure for all workers is now just 4.2 years, only 1 year longer than for millennials, making job hopping the norm across generations. Recruiting practices are evolving in response. Major healthcare organizations now allow visible tattoos, acknowledging that 47% of millennials have them compared to 13% of boomers. Even Ernst & Young, Hilton, and IBM have eliminated college degree requirements, recognizing that traditional credentials aren't always necessary for success. While money matters, many workers, particularly millennials, prioritize meaning, purpose, and flexibility over compensation. When asked about being less well-off than their parents, many millennials redefine success beyond material wealth, valuing experiences, relationships, and fulfilling work. Research supports this shift. A Princeton study found well-being rises with income only up to about $86,000 in today's dollars. Our leadership expectations stem from our earliest experiences with authority. Traditionalists and baby boomers grew up with authoritarian parenting, while millennials often experienced helicopter parenting, creating vastly different workplace leadership expectations. Military service once profoundly shaped American leadership culture. Among traditionalists, 47% of men served in the armed forces, bringing military hierarchies into civilian workplaces. Today, less than 0.5% of Americans serve, fewer than work at Walmart, explaining why formal hierarchies feel increasingly foreign to younger workers. Teen employment has declined from over 50% in the 1970s-1990s to around 35% today. As a manager, you might be a young employee's first ever boss. Simultaneously, the internet has transformed leader-employee power dynamics, making once restricted information universally accessible. The most effective leadership style across generations is coaching, guiding and supporting rather than commanding. Coaches help individuals reach their potential while maintaining that improvement is always possible. This approach works for both employees raised in hierarchical structures and those expecting more democratic organizations. Google's Project Oxygen proved that managers significantly impact team performance, with the top quality of effective managers being a good coach who provides timely feedback and holds regular one-on-ones. Traditional annual performance reviews are increasingly viewed as ineffective. Studies show they can harm morale, with nearly 30% of workers seeking new jobs after reviews. Many organizations now favor ongoing feedback, which benefits employees across generations. While 72% of employees under 30 want daily or weekly feedback, 60% of those over 30 desire the same. One-minute management techniques, short bursts of specific praise and correction, work effectively across generations. Companies like Adobe have replaced formal reviews with regular one-on-one meetings between managers and employees. These check-ins signal to employees that they matter, addressing the universal need for recognition. The communication landscape has transformed from Walter Cronkite's authoritative broadcasting to billions sharing their own realities through social media. Today's workforce expects transparency from leadership. Michael Bloomberg exemplified this as NYC mayor by creating an open workspace where he sat at a desk identical to other employees. Financial transparency is increasingly important. Netflix demonstrates radical transparency by giving employees access to sensitive information like subscriber numbers and production deal terms. Leaders must communicate early, often, and in multiple formats using the COPE principle: create once, publish everywhere. Equally important is listening. Most employees appreciate being heard, even if their suggestions aren't implemented. At a conference for executive women, a chief marketing officer shared her deepest career regret. Not the failures, but all the times she held herself back from opportunities out of fear. This wisdom applies across generations. How often do we limit ourselves by feeling too something? Just as workplaces must evolve, individuals must remix their careers amid uncertainty. This means thoughtfully adjusting your career's existing tune as needed. Consider Gen Xer Tiffany Dufo, who equated regular paychecks with stability until her millennial assistant pointed out that a single keynote speech earned her the equivalent of annual health insurance costs. Within a year, Tiffany launched her own company and began writing her second book. The early 21st century will likely be remembered as a time of tremendous workplace transition. Our actions today will ripple through organizations and careers for generations. In the future, we'll ask, did I lead with integrity? Did I adapt my skills? Did I create inclusive environments? This unprecedented transition offers extraordinary opportunities for personal impact. Future generations will thank those who take action now.